Hello, everybody. I just wanted to talk about, it's Melissa, by the way, and I wanted to talk about something very interesting that happened today. I just needed to get it off my chest because it was absolutely stupid. My husband and I have normally been using Uber, but our card was, we wanted to use money instead of a card, or we wanted to use a different card. And we didn't have time to just sit there, put in all the payment info. We had to get home because we have an unexpected visit from my in-laws coming up in a bit. So, hi, mister. Don't lick my feet. Hi, Zappa. I feel like my feet are being washed like the apostles' feet. So we decided against our better judgment to take a cab. Normally Uber and the cab around here, Uber and the cab are about the same price, only because of California and their outrageous tax laws and all kinds of other stuff. And we know the cab business is grueling, and sometimes drivers don't like to take short rides because our mall is not very far from the house. And the only reason why we decided to take the cab is because, one, we needed to hurry up and get home, so we were here. And two, it was just, you know, we would have had to wait for paratransit for another hour and it just wouldn't work. So we, of course, told the cab driver, we are in Barnes & Noble. We're right here near the door. We weren't going to sit outside where it was 100 and God knows what. 108, I believe they said the high was going to be today. I think it was about 102 out there. That's what it felt like to me. But it's going to get higher, of course. So my chair does that to me. It just suddenly goes down. Yeah. So anyway, we decided, you know, when they so about 5 minutes before the cab driver arrives, he calls us. And of course he doesn't speak English. And we were talking to him. We said, oh, you know, we need to go to Barnes & Noble. I don't know what is that. I know where mall is. I don't know Barnes & Noble. And I'm like, sir, it is an entrance. It's out, you know, there's an entrance into Barnes & Noble off the mall. It's not the main entrance. We're right here by the door. And as soon as you call and say we're here, we will walk out and meet you by the cab. So, you know, we told him we would do that and we would come out to the cab. Well, of course, he calls me. Actually, I told the call taker first that I was at Barnes & Noble. Well, apparently she put on the manifest that we were at Dick's Sporting Goods, and apparently that's what she put. So instead of heeding my warning and telling him we're at Barnes & Noble, he comes to the mall, he gets out of his cab, and he goes into Dick's Sporting Goods. And then he calls me again. He's like, I got Dick's Sporting Goods. And come here, Zappa. Come here. Over here, bud. And he says, I got Dick's Sporting Goods store. And so, of course, we had to remind him again, we're at Barnes & Noble. You didn't really have to get out of the cab. You didn't have to go in the mall. We're here. We're waiting for you. So the yellow cab company, they called us, the main supervisor called us, and she goes, are you at Barnes & Noble? And I said, yes. I told the call taker that. I told the driver that several times. So the dispatcher, the supervisor, is yelling at them over the radio, they're at Barnes & Noble. They're blind. They can't see you. And so she's making a big fiasco out of, you know, just, but I think she was more, not so much making a big fiasco out of us. I think she was upset at him because apparently somebody else told us that they've had nothing but problems with him. He always goes on the radio. He always, I don't know what to do. Is this the street you want me to turn on? And he's always, always giving them hell. So she yells at him and he finally gets there and he goes, I'm here. We can go now. And so we walk outside and it's 100 and God knows what. Now, I didn't put the booties on Zappa because we were just going to go out and in. We weren't going to go on the street. So we walk outside and he goes, hold on. I'm a scared of dog. And
5 minutes.
And so I told him, I said, sir, we told them we were bringing a guide dog. If you were scared of dogs, they shouldn't have assigned you to us. We're already pissed off at this guy for messing up. So I said, sir, you're going to have to take us because the law does say, you know, ADA, you're going to have to take us. Zappa's a service dog. He goes, but it's big dog. I'm a scared. And I said, sir, let me, you know, get on your dispatcher. I don't want you as a cab driver anymore. So then he gets on his radio and he says, I need to send driver. This dog is big dog. I very scared. And so he's freaking out because the dog is a big dog and he's uncomfortable. So they said, okay, we'll send another driver. So then he has the audacity to come back to me and say, something is broken in my car. They're going to call a driver. I said, what's broken in your car? I have flat tire. I said, so you all of a sudden have a flat tire? And you just note, he goes, I didn't know it till now. I said, I didn't say bullshit to him, but I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. You were just in your car. You just saw your car. How do you all of a sudden end up with a flat tire? There was nothing wrong with your car. Or are you insinuating that you have no problem taking people home or taking people around and about in the town with a flat tire? And he's like, no, I just found out now. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, go and call me a cab driver. And he's like, oh, I did. I called cab driver. If you want, go inside. I said, we'll go inside ourselves. Just get out of here. So, because I was already pissed off at this guy. He had the audacity to lie to me about because he doesn't want the dog in the car. So one driver heard this major conversation over the radio. And so he's like, I know who Melissa and Jeremy are. I've driven them before. I don't mind taking them home. And so they sent him to come pick us up. Now, most people would say, oh, you shouldn't have paid the cab company. They were not happy with the way he was acting either. They apologized for everything. And I know the cab company, everything's a grueling business. The drivers get only half of what's on the meter for a ride. And so if it was $6.51, he pretty much was getting $3.25 for the ride. And he has to pay for his own gas. We compensated him for his service only because he was a gentleman. He was willing to help. And I know some people may say, well, you shouldn't have paid him. That to me is childish. I honestly think that this company has had it up to here with this driver. He said that guy in particular, most of these drivers go on the radio and they say, oh, I see mailbox and there's a lady putting mail in mailbox. Is this the one you want me to go to? And they're like, how would we know? We're in the office. You know, why are you asking mommy about every step of the way? Or why are you asking? I mean, I don't know if that's what they say to him, but it's like, they're in the office. He's the one out there. He's the one who's got the visual of the place. But that was the only reason I paid, is because there are good people out there, and I know how tough the cab business is, and that gentleman who did help us and who did take the time definitely deserved to be compensated. But the prior driver, if they had told him, take the dog in the car, and if he had gotten us in the car and made a big hissy fit, that driver I would not have paid, because he certainly was not worthy of being compensated for doing such a poor job. Not only does he not pay attention, but he obviously is not aware of service dogs. He doesn't pay attention to the manifest where they put all the information. And not only that, but he had the audacity to lie to a customer. And that I don't condone. I do not condone that behavior. So that was my cab adventure for the day. Ugh. But I'm glad to be home. And of course, Zappa did well, as always, at the mall. He did very good. And pretty soon he'll be meeting Jeremy's parents for the first time. They call him their grandson. So it'll be an interesting day for Zappa. Of course, we didn't expect them to come, but they're coming today. So that's basically the lowdown of our day. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will definitely be sure to boo later. Take care, everyone, and have a great day. Bye!